This happened 10 days ago in the very airport. Tomorrow, Pastor Machen and I and Keith and I will be walking through the same airport. What has staggered the world today is they found that this chemical warfare, when it's in a liquid, when they put it over, it becomes a gas. It goes into our system, it touches the nerve, it paralyzes everything. Your lungs and your heart stop, and you can die within minutes. This man died within 45 minutes on the way to the hospital. I want to highlight that the devil is desperate. He will do anything to kill. You can be in the plane and someone just wipe it over you while you're sleeping in the plane and you'll be dead. It is that vicious and that open. And I want to say we are living in a days of living in a days of trouble, spiritual storm, and great deception. Do you know that the power of death had been broken by Jesus? When Jesus came, he died. He came, he paid the price. His suffering on the cross and his death made the payment for our redemption. Say, payment for our redemption. His burial and his taking away from the keys of hell or death out, and he brought restoration by resurrection. The resurrection power gives authority for the body of Christ to live in righteousness and in divine power. The sending of the Holy Spirit gave the birth of the church. So we have redemption, resurrection, Jesus from heaven, sending the Holy Spirit is working. And that is how you're saved. You're saved by the redemption price that Jesus paid for you, not for anybody. We are all lost and gone because of the fall of Adam and Eve. And death has been reigning all over the sons of Adam, or the children of Adam. But Jesus came, paid the price for you. Say, paid the price for me. His resurrection gave authority to live a new life. And the Holy Spirit that is in you is now reworking again. And this morning, I want to say the power of death is broken. The power of death is broken. One of the promises of God, apart from eternal life, God has given us angels. He gave angels to those who fear him. That is angels. Do you know you have a guardian angel? Do you know you have a guardian angel? We got to be aware this morning. I want to say God has released warring angels for us. We are children of the living God. There are angels around us, angels in what we are doing. If you haven't seen your guardian angel, you will meet him one day, the day when your spirit and your soul leave at death. The angel, your guardian angel, is the one that will be taking you to paradise. But also want to know that in your spirit, the Holy Spirit is in you. You have the Holy Spirit, you have the guardian angel taking you to be in Jesus. We have divine protection. We have the blood of Jesus. You have the name of Jesus. You have the body of Christ. Connection gives you, you know, in a body like this and connecting each other, God gives divine protection. If any time you want to have a statement, what is the safest place on earth? In Christ. Say with me, in Christ and in a true local church. Say with me, a true local church. You've got to be connected to in Christ. That is where your salvation and sustenance comes from. And you've got to be in a true local church. Why I'm saying true local church? There are also false local churches that they have that doesn't preach the gospel. And you are in danger of being attacked. Every time you go in, ask our God for divine protection. Psalms 121, God gives you protection. But in all these messages about death, we got to have a few realities in our lives. Turn with me to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27. Maybe I read all the scriptures because I'm a preacher. I like to give all the scripture first. Then after that, we see what the Lord is doing. Hebrews 9:27 tells us, it's appointed unto man want to die, judgment. Are you with me? It's appointed unto man want to die and judgment. There are three realities you got to be prepared. And this morning, that's my message. You got to be prepared. Number one, God is commanding us every day to be prepared for your death. Say, prepare for death. Prepare for resurrection and judgment. There are three stops we have to go through. Unless you are the last Omega generation where you skip death. But it's a norm. And whether it's revelation or not, it's a norm. One day you go to die. Say with me, one day I have to die. My body have to die. My body have to leave. But one day death will come. I will explain to you what is death. Then the next stop you come is your resurrection. You go up to be in heaven, you'll be there. The type of life that you live also gives you the quality of your resurrection. Your body will come back, but the quality is on the type that you live. The type of quality that you live. Then there's a next stop we all have to have. And it's going to, as I think about it, it's quite scary. Because I'm going to stand individually on the Bema judgment and going to be judged for all the talents that God has given to us. All the giftings that you have, the ministries that God has given to us. You're going to be accounted. I'm going to be accounted for you. Pastor Major and I will have to give an account on the day of judgment. We are going to be accounted for the works we have done, the type of life that you have, the type of victories that you have, overcoming temptation, being loyal to God, giving and giving our lives. Everything will be rewarded. And I want to say I'm no fool. I want to be rewarded. To the life that I gave, I want to be rewarded on the day of judgment seat of Christ. Say with me, judgment seat of Christ. Okay, death, say with me, death, resurrection, and judgment seat of Christ. Okay, put that into this. All in this earth, there is death speaking in. Whenever you're sick, the first thought comes in death. When someone say you got cancer, death. Jesus gave us the answer for death. He said, don't be afraid. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to verse 27. Matthew chapter 8, verse 23 to 27. And now Jesus took his disciples, got into his boat and his disciples. And before that, he said, let us cross over the other side of the lake. And they got into the boat. This is the scenario. They got into the boat and there was a storm. I want you to put your sanctified imagination. Majority of the disciples who were Jesus were fishermen in the Sea of Galilee itself. They know the sea. They know the wind. They have been catching for years. That's their business and that's their life. Jesus went into the boat and slept. And suddenly there was a storm that came and shook the whole boat. The disciples know how to maneuver in the storm. But in this storm, they realized they cannot maneuver. And they went to Jesus and said, Master, are you not caring? We are perishing. They were afraid of death. Suddenly death came. And Jesus awoke, verse 25. Lord, save us. We are perishing. Verse 26, this is the key. Why are you afraid? Or why are you fearful? O ye of little faith. Then Jesus demonstrated his power. He arose, rebuked the wind and the sea, and was calm. And so the men marveled in saying, who can this be? That even the wind and the sea obeyed him. I want to speak prophetically speaking. When you come to a place in life where death has come so close, you can trust in Jesus. I want to speak stillness to the storm that you're going through. The issues of life that you're going through. I want to say as Jesus said, do not be afraid. Have faith in God, in Jesus. It was a life situation. Death was so close. Jesus said, don't be afraid. As you journey in your life, don't be afraid of death. Today you have to settle this question of death. You do not be afraid because Jesus has conquered. Say, Jesus has conquered death. Say with me this verse.
Jesus has conquered death.
Say with me, why are you afraid? Say with me, why are you afraid? O ye of little faith. Jesus is telling you in physical and in other dimension, don't be afraid. It is not words, because it's something about words and just taking as a doctrine. It got to be life. We have to be afraid of. Jesus said in John chapter 14 verse 6, I want to quote the word itself. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth. No one goes to the Father except through me. Jesus is your life. Jesus is your way. Jesus is your truth. Now, you may know it as a doctrine. You may know it as a concept. But this morning, I pray this, that it'll become life. You become so part of Jesus that death is no more a fearful thing. Problems are no more a thing because Christ is with you. We have a song, Sunday school, sing a chorus, and sing, with Christ in the vessel, we can smile at the storm. He is with you. And this morning, I want to activate the reality of Jesus, the reality of the issues of life. What is your fear, the greatest fear? Death? I want to tell you this morning, Jesus has conquered death. Every issue, Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Now, let me come back to this subject. It's appointed unto man once to die and judgment. Get it into your head. Get into your spirit. You have to die. And according to that verse, we got to prepare to die anytime, every day. Say with me, I will die. Say with me, I will die. Let it sink it into your spirit. I will die. Okay, if death will come any time, then we got to get prepared. Say preparation. You know, I remember in 1975, you remember the world boxer Muhammad Ali? I think everybody knows Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali. He came to Malaysia to have one fight with Joe Frazier. And I was there at that time in the Equatorial foyer. Someone asked him, he said, Mr. Muhammad Ali, you're a champion. How do you become a champion? How do you become a champion since you're a champion in boxing? You know what he said? Something that still stuck in my heart. He said, no one become a champion. In the ring, they recognize the championship, but what is happening? It is in the preparation that makes the champion. That means the hard work, the daily discipline, the practice, everything. And he says, by the time the day before, he knows he's a champion. And he said, when I get into the ring, they recognize, I'm only recognized as a champion. But all along in the preparation, I'm a champion. I'm quoting that word, that in your preparation of daily life and the way you live and the way you walk and the way you study and the way you answer and the way you have the chemistry with Jesus, that preparation, when death comes into you, it'll be just a changing of address. I have experienced near death, but if it's not for Jesus, I would have died in 1973. I can say this, Jesus is the answer. How? The one who took the fear of death or conquered the fear of death, which is Satan, is Jesus, is the one who conquered death. He is life. Say with me, he is life. He doesn't give you just eternal life. He gives you life in your spirit, soul, and your body. But there is another view, that another point that you have to have. When you were born, say I have a birthday. Okay, the day when you're born, God Almighty knew you, chose you. He knows everything, formed you in the mother's womb. And the day when you're born ticks a clock that you have a time block. Say with me, a time block. A time block for me. You have a time block. You have a time to live on this planet Earth. And it's for purpose. As God's will, number one, you come to know the Lord. You'll walk to the Lord. You serve your assignment. But there is a time that you have. But the problem is within the door of birth and the door of death, that we call it time, there is, we do not know how long the distance within the two doors. Say with me, the distance within the two doors. We enter into earth by the door of birth. We exit into the door of death. Okay, within the two doors, we do not know how long. Only God knows. Say with me, God knows. God knows. It means he has his hand on you. Before you were born, he has his hand for you. He has a time. Different people, different time. For my father, it was 50 years. Then he died. My mother, 79 years. Then she died. I do not know how. This year we are turning 65. We do not... 66, okay. Let me hold her. Okay. I did not say 66 because I haven't reached the 66. Okay. Okay, this year 66. We do not know how long, but I know it's coming. And I got to be prepared. The only way to prepare, number one, for death is to repent and receive Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. I speak that in the funeral services. This person is ready to meet his master because he or she have accepted the Lord. My question is, have you really accepted Jesus? Repented of your sin and said, Jesus, come into my life. Give me eternal life. Give me eternal life. Have you prayed that prayer? Have you made that prayer? Have you made this prayer? Are you assured? If you have made this prayer and said, Jesus, come into my life, God hears your prayer. He gives you new life. That new life is called Zoe life. He comes into your life and he conquers death. I wonder this morning if anybody who are not sure, you got to make this prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sin. Come into my life. Be my Savior, Lord and King. I will serve you. You got to make this prayer somewhere along the line. I know most of you all have done it, but afterwards I'll make an altar call. If you're not sure, if you're not sure of your salvation, get ready, because 100% God gives you assurance. It's not like any other religion that... maybe it's God's will, I'll get to heaven. No, it's 100%. He that believes in me have eternal life. That eternal life is from Jesus, and he will see you through. Amen. 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 Afterwards, I make a sinner's prayer, a call for salvation. If you're not sure, or backsliding, or you haven't made, I want to make an altar call for that, and I want you to respond, because it's for you. Because don't risk death. Death is a point in your life, in my life, where God says, your time is up. Your assignment is finished. And he calls your spirit and your soul to leave your physical mortal body, because your spirit is born again and have eternal life. It comes out. And your body just leaves. It's like an eggshell. It just leaves. And we take the body, give a good burial ground, have memorial service, say good things, whether right or wrong. We say good things. If the person never accepted Christ, we say good things, but see, the person goes to a different place, hell. Man without Christ is lost for eternity. But if you have accepted Jesus, what happened when your spirit and your soul, it's a frightening time. Because in 15 December 1973, when I was told I was having pulmonary tuberculosis and it's in an acute state, I felt my spirit soul coming in and I said, Lord, I'm not worried. I was born again, really. I said, Lord, I'm not ready to meet you because I know you have a call for me. Help me, heal me. I began to cry. It was a scary situation when your spirit and soul leave and you're leaving everything, leaving your wife, your children, everything. Now you're going to meet your maker. That is called the separation of your spirit and your soul from the physical body is called physical death. Say with me, the separation of the my spirit and my soul from my physical body is called death. It just separates, it joins up. Your Holy Spirit is in you. God promised that He will be God even unto death. He will be our God, even unto the process of death. He will be with you. He is with you. The angels will take you to be with Jesus, absent in the body, present with the Lord. Death has no pain, I would say. The metaphors that we use for death is like a sleep. Lazarus was dead. Jesus told his disciple, he's sleeping. We all tonight, when we go to bed, we practice death. And it's easy. Some of you like to sleep a lot. Easy to sleep, some of you all said to me. Is it difficult to sleep? No. Is it very painful to sleep? No. Death is a picture of that. When your spirit and soul leaves and it goes up to be alone, only when you're born again, only a born-again believer have issues, have eternal life. Your body returns and the seat of your body will remain on this planet Earth. You go up to be with the Lord, with all the saints and Jesus in heaven, you will be. It's called paradise. And what are the... Jesus is in session with the saints. And one day, he's looking for certain prophetic work to be fulfilled or prophetic dimension that fulfill on the church. Maturity is one of them. And he will leave, he'll wake up from the seat, and he will come down, and the trumpet will blow with the saints. We will come back in the air, and the trumpet will sound. Your body, wherever it is, whether it's in the ashes, or whether it's in a cemetery, or whether in the sea, suddenly will put on immortality and then come and join you with the Lord. That is the resurrection of the dead. First dead, first resurrection we have. That is why don't worry. People who have died, friends who have died, who are Christians, you will meet them again. You, my body, I think I won't have the spectacle. I don't have certain whatever it is. I will come out from my body and my body will come, put on immortality. And I'll be back again as a person as before. The saints, or we call it the Omega saints, who are waiting alive, will skip death and come together and to be with the Lord. That is the first resurrection. Remember, say with me, first resurrection. Because of a born-again experience. The next stop that we are going to have, of course, there are many processes. The next stop is the judgment seat of Christ. It is for believers. Say with me, for believers. Who is going to be judged? My Jesus. He is going to judge. And you'll be judged for many issues. In the parable class, we have been highlighted. You'll be tested for your time, stewardship, your finance, how you treat people, how you master temptation, how do you walk in holiness. These are the things that you will be rewarded. I want to say to this church, don't be afraid of persecution. Don't be afraid of temptation. Don't be afraid of trials. Don't be afraid of any difficulties. All is working for our character building. It'll be rewarded on the day of judgment. Say with me, rewarded on the day of judgment. This is what you have. From now, while you're still time, until the Lord, day the Lord lives, do the assignment what God has called you. God is giving you life. Every day, woke up and say, God, this is the day that you have made for me. Say, this is the day you have made for me. It is not for the devil. It's not for sickness. Or it's not for Satan. This is the day you have made for me. Lord, open all the doors that I can enter to fulfill my assignment. That should be your prayer. Not say, oh, God. Don't say, you know, there's two ways of greeting the Lord. Someone say, good morning, Lord. Another one is, oh, God, it's morning. I pray that you will say, this is the day I have to do an assignment. Only you can know the calling, the assignment. Only you in your spirit with God, with a born-again believer. God will give you the pathway to walk. And one of the things is holiness and righteousness and godliness. Keep your chemistry with Jesus all the day, because he never leaves you or forsakes you. Say with me, he never leaves me or forsakes me. Okay, if this is the promise, God is with you. God is with me. God, say, God is with me. God is with me. Whatever it is, I'm in his hand. That is what you got to walk. That is where the development of your Christian walk is not a program. It is life. It's not a program. You say, okay, 8 o'clock, I got to pray. 12 o'clock, I got to pray. 9 o'clock, I got to pray. It's not a program of timing. It's praying all the time. It's connection. It is life. It's relational. Say with me, relational. Relational. Relational doesn't go by timetable. Okay, I meet my wife at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Others, I live alone. No, you got to have 24/7. And Jesus is in you. And you got to fulfill. We are made for an assignment for God. And a day will come whether you fulfill your assignment or not. God say, okay, time's up. At a time of resurrection, a time of judgment is coming in. My whole message this morning, as the spirit of death and fears go around the world, be totally immersed in Jesus and fulfill the will of God in your life. I have purpose in my life. I say, God, I want to do your will. I want to please you. I want to come under your word, under the word of God is the final authority. I come under the authority of Christ. I come under the authority that God has given to us. I come under a place where I told the Lord, I want to have a spirit of submission all the time to you. I want to love truth. I want to walk in the abundance that you have called for. These are prayers that you have. If you will do, the Holy Spirit in you will guide you and lead you and teach you. It's the job of the Holy Spirit as individual to guide you. He said, add it to the Lord, add it to the church. His job is to guide you all through your life. He's known as someone alongside with you. Say with me, someone alongside with you. There is someone alongside with you. If that is the conscience that you have and that's the awareness that you have, you can't sin. You want to do things in the Lord. You clear your conscience. Once your conscience is unclear, tinted, that's the time decay comes in. Never miss the Lord in prayer and word and obedience. You can have. While you're born, there's a day of death coming in. A day when you're at the door of death. Be born again. Walk with the Lord. God has assigned you. All of you are made in an image in the likeness of God. And before God, you're very valuable. There's ultimate value in you. and limitless potential in you because you have come to know the Lord Jesus as personal Savior. Life is back. It's appointed unto man once to die, then judgment. Jesus told the disciples who were facing death, don't be afraid. Jesus also told, I am the way, the truth, and life. In fact, he said, Jesus is life itself. It's not the way more. It is life itself. When he comes, he light up everything of heaven. And we have, Jesus will never leave you or forsake you. The Holy Spirit will never leave you or forsake you. As we go into this world, the rest of our journey on this planet Earth, how long we do not know, but you can put things right and walk with him. Amen. Remove the fear of death. Say, remove the fear of death. Death is only changing address from earth to heaven. Nothing much. You change and turn to be with the Lord. Resurrection is what you have to be rewarded, and the judgment seat of Christ. Live a life that you will have reward for eternity. Amen. 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 Okay, what I started is, we are living in a time, so many things are happening. Chemical warfare is now on the ground. God will protect you, but if it's time for you to leave, be prepared. Amen. Every day, say with me, I got to be prepared to meet death, for the resurrection, and for the judgment seat of Christ. I got to be prepared every day. I got to be prepared every day. I got to be assured every day. I got to walk in assurance and maturity that I know my hand, the Lord holds my hand. Amen. Amen. I want to conclude with one verse in Psalms. I want to conclude in Psalm 73, verse 23 to 26. Psalms 73, verses 23 to 26. Make it a prayer, make it your life verse. They say, nevertheless, I'm constantly with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards receive me in glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? There is none on the earth that I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my life, a strength of my heart, and my portion forever. Raise your hand. Raise your right hand. I'm going to make this word real. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with the counsel to walk this earth. And until God takes you to home. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and the portion forever. Put it the first one and say, you hold me by my right hand. Verse 24. No, furthermore. Okay. Make this a verse. Read with me. Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. You hold me by my right hand. Okay, the next one. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you receive me in glory. This is the prayer of David, and it's for you and for me. Raise your hand. Father, we thank you. We thank you this morning. Lord, when there's so much confusion on the earth, we have so much of assurance, security in the body of Christ, in the church. I speak right now. I speak life, resurrection life, and assurance in the day of the Bema judgment. I activate assurance right now. This morning, Holy Spirit, move into our being. Give us a deep assurance that when we leave this service, we know I am with Jesus. Death has no hold on me. I will be prepared for the resurrection and judgment seat of Christ. I activate this dimension. I activate this awareness. I speak life. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. Resurrection life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want the musicians to come. We are going to sing an appropriate song. If you have never accepted Jesus, or if you are not sure that you are really born again, you come right to the front. And others, you have needs, you come to the side. We want to pray and conclude the service in this manner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You need to be born again. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to move in the gifts of the Spirit. You need to be water baptized. You need to walk in holiness. All the power to live for Christ that please God is available today. It begins with your born again experience. All you have to say, Lord Jesus, I repent. Come into my life. Be my Savior and Lord. If you make, God will hear your prayer. Okay, shall we sing? Let's sing a song.